a Friday. I don't know if it's your Friday, but it's my Friday today. How's everything going? I'm heading to work. We're not starting until the afternoon, so that means I'm not getting done with work until late tonight. Things are crazy. I had two friends call me crying this week. Actually, one I had to call a lot because he wasn't answering me. That he had posted something very sad on Facebook. And I tried to be the mental support that they needed. I'm telling you, this fall. Oh, excuse me. There's always two. Anyways. And I've been going through a lot of things, like on Facebook and through with people and things about, we need to be better. We need to be better people. We need to stop being so evil to one another. If it is a bad situation, get out of it. Don't stay in it. It's not worth it. We're only on this earth for a short amount of time. And there's so many more things out there. So that's my plan this weekend. I do have lash clients like always, but I'm going to get out and I'm going to do something new with new people. Or I'm going to get out with my friends and create new experiences with them. Like, we can't just sit at home and let our past and our brokenness and our traumas eat away at us. We can't. We're better than that. If we want to be happy, we have to be better than that. So let's get out. Let's get out and go do stuff. I am on the verge of moving on from toxicnesses. I am moving on. I have two in my life, two exes. One's a good friend and one's not. And that I need to move on from. My one ex will always be a great friend. And we've worked really hard at that, to be able to stay in each other's lives and be okay. And heal from the wounds we created to each other. Because even if things ended because of things he did, it still created wounds in both of us, not being able to marry each other. Like, it just does. But my other one, and y'all know who he is. He's never going to change, and he's never going to be better, and he'll always be self-absorbed, and he'll never match your effort. And that's another thing that I wanted to put out there. You have to match your partner's effort. You have to. It's not fair. And I know there's the BS people out there in the world that are like, life isn't fair. Well, why would you not try to make it fair? Why wouldn't you do your part? Why would you be a lazy, good for nothing piece of shit to someone that loves you? Why? It's stupid. You deserve to have nothing. You just don't deserve love. You don't deserve the effort. You deserve the same effort in love and care and effort that you give, plain and simple. But there's givers and there's takers. My one ex, toxic ex, is 100% taker. But expects a giver to give them all the love, care, and joy and happiness and effort and drive and everything that he isn't willing to give back. And then he twists it. He is willing to give it back. Only when you're upset about it, or when you talk about it, or because his true person that he is, if he has to make the choice without any involvement or push from the partner, he wouldn't give it. So it's just a bunch of bullshit. And I know it's been too long, and I know I've walked away a million times, and somehow he reels me back in every time. And it's not about healing anymore. I actually believe that I could go, when we first broke up years and years and years ago, and I went up to Oktoberfest, and they got out, him and this girl, who he destroyed, by the way, because he dated her and cheated on her with me behind both of our backs and blah, 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 created a horrible situation. I couldn't handle it. I freaked out. I was with some of my cousins. I was like, I can't stay here. I can't see him. I can't walk into them. I can't do this. I believe now at this point I could do it and I would be fine, because I'm at the point where better her than me. I just can't. I'm exhausted of the effort and love that I've given that I haven't received back. And I hope that, and I have a million people in my life, and by a million I mean a few, that are doing the same thing. They love and care and put too much effort into someone that won't ever match that. So that's what I want to find. I want to find someone that can match that. But if you know me, I date people that I've known for a very long time. Meeting new people and getting to know people and date new people is hard for everyone, and obviously especially me, and I don't want to do that. I want to meet new people, and I'm not even saying to date, but I want to meet new people to surround myself with people that will match my energy or better push me. I haven't had anyone that I've dated that pushes me. I've dated people that are like, she's too much to handle, with her life and her work and her kids, so she's not worth the effort. Well, fuck off. I don't, like, why would I be, like, put in any effort towards that person? Like, they've already, like, dismissed me. What, like, so if you want someone that's gonna match your effort and is hardworking as you, don't start it off by putting them down and be negative about it. Like, you don't know. It's just, it's frustrating. All of it is just frustrating, and I don't want it to be frustrating. I want it to be easy. I want life to be easy. I have told this many times. I have shifted. I want life to be easy. I want my job to be easy. I don't want a job that's stressful. I love my lash clients. Absolutely love them. I get to hear their experiences. They get to hear mine. Going up to Park City yesterday was amazing. I had so, like, they loved me. I loved seeing them. I made money. Like, who wouldn't love that job? The movie set, very fulfilling. Everyone loves Hallmark. Blah, blah, blah. I'm so happy that I get to work on film crews that make other people happy. I'm not a movie buff anymore. Used to be. I'm not a TV buff anymore. I am a let's go create an experience person. And I was on Facebook last night, and there was this guy who, because of love of travel, he met up with a different older gentleman that his wife has passed on, and he, before he dies, he wants to experience the world and go to like five of the most amazing places here in the United States, like Moab. Moab's one he's never been to. They decided to create a trip together. This guy's younger, so he can help the older guy, like, get to the places and be the driving companion, being the dinner, lunch companion. Things like that. And back in the 1800s, they actually had people like this. The rich that were lonely and their children that were off and about would hire someone to come to like resorts with them. So they didn't ever have to sit alone. So they didn't get to have to go play tennis alone. So they didn't have to go watch a play alone. And I love that. And I don't know if you know, I looked this up. It is still a thing. A travel companion is still a thing. I am an amazing assistant. So not only would I enjoy the travel and experience alongside of you and be excited about it all and be really into it with you, I could help schedule things. I could schedule all of our lunches and dinners at the best hotels and at the best places to eat. And I could even schedule work meetings for you. Like, I literally could do this. I really could, I believe. So as my kids get older and start moving out more, you know, I really have started thinking about this a lot. I mean, I'm sure those rich older people would like some 20-year-old bopping around. But you know what? I'm not, I'm pretty cute and I'm really fun and I'm not that old, but I'm not stupid and young. I have a lot of trial and error that's gone into this brain of mine and a lot more thoughtfulness because of what I have experienced in the last 40 years. So anyways, like-minded people, matching each other's vibes, matching each other's efforts, matching each other's care. That's what we need. And then not only just matching, if you're going to be a partner with someone and love and care and be a part of their lives, matching their effort. If you want someone to have amazing effort with you and to help create an amazing life with you, do it back. I don't know why this is this boggles my mind that this is so not in people's brains. Like, be better. Be better, be better, be better. You want better, then be better. It's that simple. You can't get better if you're not putting forth any effort. It's so stupid. Everyone just feels entitled and wants love and care just given to them without having to do any work for it. Just like everyone wants a job that pays them millions of dollars without doing any effort. It's such bullshit. Entitled people nowadays. I hate them. I hate them so much. I don't care where you were raised. I don't care how you were raised. Be better. Be better than your parents were before you. Be better than the coworker that was before you. Be better. Be a better employee. Be a better partner. Be a better human. Oh my gosh. Please, 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 please. I'm not going to say it enough. Be better. And if there's something toxic in your life, walk away from it. And that toxic thing will try to twist it that you never cared and you were never there and you are heartless. Walk away from it. There's no reason to even argue with it because it's just trying to drag you back in. And you know yourself. You know yourself better. If you believe that you are a good person, you can still always approve in the way you treat people and how you live your life and how you treat your coworkers and how you treat the girl, the cash register that's working her ass off for you. Like, none of us are better than anybody else. So let's go out and let's be better. And that's what I'm going to try to do this weekend. And I don't know that anyone, my mom, my kids do that for me, my older kids. They try to go out of their way for me to when I'm having a down day. I wouldn't say all my friends do that back for me, but I also don't put a lot out on social media that when I'm up or down. Like, I do post a lot of things of happiness. That doesn't mean I'm always happy, and it's okay. We should be real, and if to your face, I will be real, but none of us should be living our lives dictated by what is happening on social media. We shouldn't base on how we treat people, on how they tagged us or liked our statuses or watched our shit. No. No. I'm finding everything that I put out there is how I'm feeling, and nothing of anyone that comes back at me matters. The positive comments are always great and the negative comments suck, but I'm not going to let it affect my life. I know how the people feel about me that are in my life. Their comments are great, and they would say that to my face. Would the negative people say that stuff to my face? I doubt it, because that's what social media is all about. They're all just about chicken shit and not being better humans. So let's go be better, shall we? Let's do this. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm getting to work now. I hope you guys have a great day. And if you need a good friend, be a good friend. Thanks for listening. Bye.